Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The UN agency running humanitarian operations in Gaza says it will take a decision in the coming hours on how much assistance they can continue to provide because of a lack of fuel. Half of Gaza's 2 million residents rely on the agency for food. Paul Adams reports.
The UN says it's almost run out of fuel. Juliet Tuma is a spokesperson for the UN agency responsible for Palestinian refugees.
If we do not get this critical fuel supply, then yes, we will have to reduce humanitarian assistance to people who need us most on the ground in the Gaza Strip.
Israel won't let fuel into the Gaza Strip because it says it ends up in the hands of Hamas. Mark Regev, a senior advisor to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, made it clear Israel was not about to change its mind.
Fuel is problematic because fuel is what Hamas wants for its war machine, for its rockets, for its tunnels, underground terror network.
Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip continue at a huge cost in Palestinian lives.
A senior Al Jazeera journalist, Wael Dakhdou, has been filmed mourning over his wife and children, who he said were among the latest victims of Israel's bombardment. Here's Vincent McAvinney.
Whilst on air covering strikes on Gaza, Wael Dakhdou was informed that his own wife, son, daughter and grandson had been killed when an Israeli shell hit the home they were staying in at the Nazarat refugee camp. Footage showed the distraught journalist entering a hospital to see the bodies of family members in the morgue. Crouching over the body of his son, Mahmoud, who had ambitions to follow in his father's footsteps and train as a journalist, Wael weeps as he caresses the 15-year-old's face. He was also filmed holding the shrouded body of his daughter, Sham, who was 7 years old. Emerging from the hospital in shock, he said they had been punished despite being in an area declared safe by Israel.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip is coming, following questions at home about why it has taken so long. Speaking on primetime television, he said troops were preparing to enter the besieged territory, saying the timing of the offensive would be reached by consensus. Hours after his address, the US channel CBS News said it had learned that Israel was delaying the operation. The UN Security Council has rejected two opposing US and Russian-drafted resolutions that had sought to pause the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The Council first failed to back the US draft that upheld the right of Israel to collective self-defense and called for, quote, humanitarian pauses. The Russian resolution, which called for a permanent ceasefire, also failed to win the 9-vote minimum. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The US House of Representatives has elected Mike Johnson, a conservative ally of Donald Trump, as the new Republican Speaker, ending 3 weeks of paralysis. Getting back to business, the chamber has voted in favour of a resolution expressing support for Israel. David Willis reports.
An evangelical Christian and an opponent of abortion rights and same-sex marriage, Mr. Johnson is perhaps best known as the leader of an unsuccessful attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in states where Donald Trump was defeated. Speaking moments after his victory, he called on party colleagues to set aside the divisions of the last few weeks.
The job of the Speaker of the House is to serve the whole body, and I will.
Garnering the support of both the mainstream and the right wing of the Republican Party, Mike Johnson's challenge will be preserving that unity in the face of impending discussions over aid for both Israel and Ukraine and measures to prevent the shutdown of the US government.
Donald Trump has been fined $10,000 by the judge overseeing his tax fraud trial in New York after he violated a gag order and mocked court staff for the second time. The former president had told reporters that Justice Arthur Engoron and the person sitting alongside him were partisan. Emergency workers are trying to reach Mexico's Guerrero state after it was hit by one of the strongest hurricanes ever recorded on the country's Pacific coast. Hurricane Otis brought down communications in the popular resort city of Acapulco. The defeated centre-right candidate in Argentina's presidential election has backed the libertarian Javier Milei in the runoff next month. Patricia Bullrich said the country needed a change after years of left-wing government. The first round saw the economy minister Sergio Massa secure a surprise victory against Mr. Milei, with Ms. Bullrich coming in third. BBC News.